Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're welcome back. This is Newsfile, it's your most authoritative news analysis platform. And here on Newsfile, as always, we put Ghana first. I'm Samson Ladi Anyenini. And this morning, my take, I title it, Towards Giving the Poor Justice. A.G. Damis lead. Towards Giving the Poor Justice. A.G. Damis lead. Great and refreshing things are happening in the legal front. Just in the same way, any objective observer will not miss the digitization and digitalization agenda of the government. The agenda, as led by the Vice President, is deliberate and purposeful. It is the future. The impact, including making life a lot better and creating a smart economy, cannot be lost on anyone. I've written about the formalization of the jurisprudence of plea bargaining by a recent amendment of our criminal laws. It may be benefiting the rich a lot more, but restorative justice ought to be preferred to throwing people into jail and not recovering the loot and or getting compensation for the victims. In the plea bargain, you simply plead guilty to the charges. If you are not lucky and are put before a court, you engage and agree with the Attorney General or the prosecution. If they accept your plan to pay what you stole, pay it back to the state, plus interest, or what the law calls reparation or compensation for the victim. Of course, murder is excluded. Sexual offenses like rape and defilement are excluded. So if you do them, you do not have the opportunity of saying, yes, I admit, I'm sorry, and then you pay and go free. Money cannot compensate for that kind of wickedness. So, the tag of ex-convicts is left on you. But what you don't get to do is put in jail and suffer in a jail. I have insisted, and I insist now, that the AG must, with the same speed, pass the community sentencing law, long advocated for by the CDD and other key players, and now pursued even more vigorously by the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, because that is the plea bargain for the poor man who steals plantain just to be able to eat. We don't have to be throwing some of these people into jail. All we need is to give them some punishment within the community. Let them do some work and go free. Let's not put them in jail where we can't even afford to feed them. We are feeding them on less than 2 cedis a day, a whole day. That clearly is not what should be done. Now, the good news is that, unlike situations where we had to leave Martin Kebu, for example, to go to the court and fight for the domestic violence victim support fund to be established so that victims can be compensated or can be supported to go through their traumatic experiences. This time, the Attorney General is leading a process to ensure that we have established the Legal Aid Commission and Law Reform Funds, established by law, but for a long time we have abandoned them. Just in the same way as I have spoken about the Whistleblowers Act, there's a fund for the whistleblower so that you blow the whistle on corruption, then you are likely to get as much as 10% of the proceeds. So these are two important institutions, the Legal Aid Commission and the Law Reform Commission. The Constitution says when you are restricted, when you are arrested, when you are detained by law enforcement, you have a right to be told in a language that you understand what your crime is or your offense is. And the next thing is to be told about your right to a lawyer of your own choice. A lawyer of your choice. Truth, the poor often cannot afford the services of a lawyer. Well, we're not training enough of them. There's no space. So, the Legal Aid Commission need funds to be able to work. And yet, it doesn't have enough. It has very small staff. Now, a fund is going to be set up by Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2022. And the launch will be done by the president. And I believe that this deserves all the support we can give. Almost 80% of the lawyers that get out of law school don't go to their towns and villages. They stay in Accra. What that means is that there are places where the poor cannot even access a lawyer. There are regions where there's only one lawyer working for the entire Attorney General setup. The legal aid deserve all the support. And as this fund is being launched, I plead with all of you to let us help to populate the fund with money so that poor people can get representation. There are especially women who are violated in the most horrendous ways and they have no way of defending themselves. It's the Legal Aid Commission that comes to their aid. There are several of them who call on lawyers every day but don't get the support they need. Let's help to empower the Legal Aid Commission to fight for the poor and vulnerable. And that is my take. Now, this show is brought to you by the candid sponsorship of Bank of Africa. As strong as a group and close as a partner. MTN, everywhere you go. Ashanti University, educating ethical and entrepreneurial leaders for Africa. Robert and Sons Optical Services, your comprehensive eye care service provider for 31 years. Waylead Properties, home is where one stars. And Funnet, Ghana. Think wood, think Funnet. Duraplus, where Duraplus goes, water flows. Star Assurance, your solid partner. St. Thomas Eye Hospital, your number one specialist in all your eye solutions. We will be taking a very quick break, and when we return, I will introduce you to my guest, Dr. Sribo Okwoku, Director, Electoral Services at the Electoral Commission. Kofi Bentle is a lawyer and Senior Vice President, Imani Africa. They have done some case seeking to compel the Electoral Commission to do the right thing about the moribund and defaulting political parties that exist only in the books here in Accra. But it does appear nothing has been done over the years, but something now appears to be done. Is it good or bad? Elvis Sifrie Ankra is Director of Elections, the National Democratic Congress. And Nanaya Jantua is General Secretary, Convention People's Party, that's the CPP. Dr. John Osai Kwapong, the Research Matters Man, political scientist, Democracy and Development Fellow at the CDD Ghana will also join us. Join us with your views as well. Should these parties that exist only in Accra and on the books of the EC, sometimes just existing in the name of one individual, in contravention of what the law requires, should they be scrapped? Should they get off the ballot? So that the next time you probably may see only two or three parties on the ballot. Let's know what you think. How about the Ghana card becoming the potential, if you like, only means to be eligible to register to vote in elections? Let's have your views. We'll be right back.